contractor. South Bartlett is closed from Victoria Street to 15 South Bartlett for facade restoration at 665 Lakeview Avenue to Days Road is temporarily closed for pedestrian improvements. Over on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect a water main. With traffic reduced to Encounter Boulevard from Elliott Avenue to Montreal Street, construction repairs continue. Motorists should expect delays as contractors complete paving on Owens Bay Road. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsline safety improvements. Norman Rogers Drive is closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen, and long-term closures remain in place on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division, Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William, and Berry Street at Queen. Of sun and cloud, 30% chance of showers in the afternoon. Wind becoming southwest 20 kilometers, gusting to 40 in the afternoon with a high of 26, humidex of 31, UV index 7 or high. Tonight will be cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a low. The City of Kingston recognized 7 exceptional volunteers with Mayor's Civic Awards in 3 categories at last night's council meeting. This has been your afternoon news brief. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next. You're listening to CFRC from Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up on this special community takeover of our airwaves, we're talking to Ying Zhang, Artistic Director of Harmonair Musique. Harmonair Musique is a non-profit organization bringing music into contemporary cultural life and creating meaningful opportunities for emerging artists. Through original concert projects, they connect new artistic voices with audiences in ways that are relevant, accessible, and artistically rigorous. From August 5th, Tataraqui Chamber Music Festival, a summer festival of classical music and Indigenous culture at the Spire in Kingston. Thank you so much for meeting with me. I know you're in the middle of a very busy time right now, so I appreciate yourself. And then tell us a little bit about what is Harmonique Musique.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Ying Zhang, and I work as artistic director at the Cataraqui Chamber Music Festival this year in Kingston, Ontario. And the festival runs from August 5 to 18, and we wrapped up. For this year's festival, we are doing 6 classical music concerts, plus 1 Indigenous music workshop, and also an Indigenous culture curator. So myself, Dan Trial, and I did my studies at McGill in Canada for piano performance. And before that, I was in the United States and China, graduate in a few different conservatories.
Okay. And I'm curious, I know that, as you mentioned, this is based out of Montreal. What was the Chamber Music Festival here in Kingston?
We're based in Montreal, and we are planning for expansion, and we are planning for this festival. And we look around a few cities around Montreal. We look on like Toronto, Ottawa, Kingston, and we find out all the other lots of established classical music festival, but Kingston doesn't have one. So we are thinking that there might have some space to start a brand new festival.
Your organization in general is relatively new, but you've sort of hit the ground running and have a lot of really creative programming. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what the organization is about, what its motivation is, and what you're looking for.
Sure. So our mission is to make classical more close to people. And we are specific promoting younger emerging musicians, form for them to perform and to communicate with real audience. And this year we are doing 3 projects. One of it is in Kingston, this festival. The other one is named the Blue Lounge Concert Series, 2 chamber music concerts. And we done one is expected in November. And we are also doing a concert national series, kind of a few different cities. And we have 2 more cities to visit, Halifax and Vancouver, this September.
And is it chamber music at each of the different festivals that you are presenting or the different showcases that you're doing?
Most of them are chamber music, but we also involve solo violin, solo piano in each of the projects. But in the concert series in Montreal, we are mostly doing piano, soprano, kind of that duo as well.
One thing we could ask is, what is chamber music? What defines chamber music in the broader classical music sense?
Yeah, so basically from duo, like when they're involved more than one performer, three people, four people, it's all counted as chamber. It's a great way to let musicians communicate together.
And as you mentioned at the start, we're in the middle now of the festival here in Kingston, but there's still quite a number of days left to go. How has it been going so far?
I did with soprano Mackenzie, who was and we done a program which is a very challenging program, and I feel audience are very, very glad for that. And the second concert I did with cellist Song Hui Li, and we done lots of contemporary piece and also the very famous Brahms Cello Sonata number one, the E minor. And for the third concert, I just got it done yesterday. So I play solo piano for Schumann Piano Sonata number one, 30 minutes long. And we also have in Seoul, South Korea, and named Jake Dongyangshin. And he plays to some of his contemporary works and also included some of the famous Paganini. And for today, we have a concert at 2 p.m.
Just a note for listeners that this conversation was recorded on Tuesday, so I'm sorry to say that when Ying is mentioning today, unfortunately, it meant yesterday, the day before.
We have two violins both from Toronto, Toronto Symphony, Lou Reed, and CBC 30 Under 30, young violinist David Baik, inside those wonderful two violin works. And after that, this year we are doing an indigenous music workshop. We have Robert Spey coming from McGill University, and here doing 2 hours long, which is free of admission and open to public, no tickets required, and will be included like drumming, singing, and about storytelling. For the last two concerts, that will be on 14th and 18th, we'll have a young soprano, Ariana Cosette from Toronto. It's the Lumini from a Canadian Apple Studio that's joining for a hour-long concert at 7 p.m. on 14th with me. And we also have the closing night having violinist Songha Choi coming from Berlin, Germany, and to play Brahms.
Thank you. only the artistic director, you are also very involved. As you mentioned, you are participating in a lot of this festival as well. What is it like to have the opportunity to work with these, as you say, mostly young artists, but literally from around the world performing these
people? We thought putting people together to perform, it's a good way for learning, so a benefit for students. As classical music is very small groups of people, almost everyone knows each other. So once they have performed together, violinists will learn some from piano, pianists will learn some from celloists. It's even though it's a different instrument, but there are lots of kind of same things. So we want to make this as a platform to let people meet each other this way to keep increasing their professional ability.
I wonder if we could talk a little bit about why you want in this festival, because it is rather central. Like if you go to your website and you read the programming, I know this is a very important piece.
Founder Clara Tao, she is very passionate about indigenous music, their artworks to Canada at a very young age that she learned and see their dancing, the videos, and it also very much like classical music. So when we started on this festival, she wondered, why now we're putting these two things together, both art and arts, and we really do like more people in the community near Kingston to feel about the beauty of the indigenous arts.
And there goes along with this as well. I saw some pictures, I think, on your social media.
Yeah, exactly. We are doing small kind of exhibition named Indigenous Culture Corridor, and that is currently set up at the students that there are artworks provided by Roberts. Basically, about we want to use the way of painting to talk about the stories and histories behind of those paintings to let people just walk around and stories to know more about indigenous culture and
And you mentioned this comes about the festival, and that's free for people to come and take a look at.
No ticket required from August 5 to the morning of 19th, and we wrap it up in the afternoon so everyone can come and look at it's very beautiful artworks. I really really that Robert Spade created for us this year.
If people want to find out about the programming, as we say, we're in the midst of the festival right now, can you share your social media, your website, how people can find out about tickets?
Website is if you search Harmonia Music, Harmonia Quee, that you will enter our website, all the upcoming events, and you click on learn more, and then you will see there is a button saying like buy tickets, and you will receive an email for your tickets. Just bring the tickets and come in. There's no tickets required, so people just can come August 11th at 7 p.m. at the Spire.
So I'm assuming there are still tickets available for the upcoming reminder to listeners. If you miss, there's still lots to come. If people want to support what you're doing in other ways, I know that you're based out of Montreal, but you're hoping that this is something that continues to happen. So are there ways people can donate or volunteer or otherwise support the programming that you're doing?
Our website, and that is under support on the menu, and you can click on donate. You can make online donations, or if you want to sign up through the phone, you can always call us or at ahmanekmusic.ca, and ourselves on donations and sponsorships and donations from different businesses, either on the city or provincially, nationally, or even outside of Canada. So I think the power of community is really an important thing to make the festival happen this year.
So we've talked sort of specifically about the fact, and I know we touched on it a little bit, but some of the year, and maybe give listeners a sense of the behind the scenes, like how does something like this come together? How do you rehearse with someone who lives in a different?
Good question. Definitely people coming all different places, and we are just here for 2 weeks, and some musicians just arrived the day before their concerts. So it's really hard to organize for rehearsal. And so we only have like 2 or 3 hours for each concert to rehearse. That's a short amount of time.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like usually 60 minutes program and we have 2 hours. So some Toronto, some of them we met in Montreal, some of them we might hear in Kingston. So in this short amount of time, it really needs lots of well-prepared kind of works because you don't have much time to really go every details. And even for us, we are just learning and have never performed that before. So
so definitely a challenge, but I imagine also exciting, and it must be really see it all to come together.
Exactly.
Thank you. face.
if there's anything specifically that you want to highlight, if there are program really excited about, or just other things that you want to talk about.
The thing I might two concerts after the festival. We have one Holly Fun in Vancouver at Paya Hall. It's a beautiful hall in downtown Vancouver. We are also accepting for volunteers like in Vancouver and Halifax. So if you just send us email, or we are expected to open for tickets for 12 weeks. That will be top two of the local musicians. The Vancouver show, we have Lisa Javon Bond joining from Vancouver East, and will perform some contemporary works from North American composer like Vivian Fong and Sami Sai as well. And I'm also doing another concert. Also a student, a former student at McGill. And so we are doing program of solo violin, solo piano, or playing drums, violin sonata again.
I realized that chamber music is as broad as it is, so it does really allow you to explore widely, as you say, from different styles of classical music up to contemporary music. What's the most contemporary piece that you're performing here in Kingston?
Yeah, so some of Alvin B and of course Messiaen, their music are always. And for second program, I think the flutes and cello did the day. We have some Prokofiev two violin sonata, which is very famous one, and almost all the violinists have performed that. It's being widely performed, and for the concert, yeah, a Yisang Yunnian commission work for the competition. That's a nice work, and I like that very much. And for the concert four, I think we are doing most of the stuff like non-contemporary. And for the last concert, Songhua Choi are going to play, I think, one of the pieces. It's a contemporary, little jazzy music style.
Okay, so if people are listening and they maybe want some variety, or artists maybe, I mean, Prokofiev, obviously, someone they've heard of before, but some they may not have. So it could be an exciting opportunity for people to discover new...
Thank you.
Do you perform outside of being artistic director of Harmonique Musique?
I also have a concert in Montreal with the violinist for performing today, David Bake. And we are doing Brahms violin sonatas, which is a big program for all violin sonatas composed by Brahms. It's a long for doing that. It's first time I plan for playing all three together. I've like only performed number three like once, planning to play all of the Brahms violin sonatas.
That's exciting. From outside of Kingston, there are lots of exciting opportunities around Canada, really, to get a chance to hear you. So on your website, as you've mentioned, there are listings for the programs here in Kingston and information on your upcoming performances in Halifax. Do you have a newsletter if people want to keep an eye out, for example, for next year's Chamber Festival here in Kingston?
Yeah, of course. We do have on our website, on homepage, in the left corner, there's like join the newsletter. And we also do Instagram a lot. And so people who are super fans of Instagram can always follow us. And we do, and also Facebook.
And as a reminder for listeners, that is harmoniremusique.ca, harmoniremusique.ca, Musique on Instagram, and harmonia-musique on Facebook. Festival, I'm glad to hear it's going well. Aspire, such a gorgeous space for performing and for the audience as well. Anything else that you wanted to mention before we wrap up today?
It's very nice to meet you. I'm very glad that we did.
My pleasure. Again, thank you so much for joining me during what is such a busy time for you. And as a final, talking about the Catarocway Chamber Music Festival, it is happening at the Spire, started on Wednesday, August 5th, but it is 17th, so you still have opportunities for a couple more shows and to check out the Indigenous Cultural Corridor, which is free of charge in the lobby of the Spire, musique.ca. Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves yourself. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group provides support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. Apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact. And selecting Apply for a Project is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Thank you.